This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Any advice you have about uprooting and changing your business and going into a whole new market, and just tell me a little bit about that.
It's definitely, I would say the biggest change for me personally has been a bit of an ego blow, but I think that it's a good thing. I think it's important in life to be humbled. It's been very humbling to be the new kid on the block in the wedding and event industry. And like you said, in Los Angeles, I was a celebrity wedding planner, and here in Arkansas, no one knows who I am. And so I'm now courting people and reaching out to people and trying to get them excited about our project, which they are, but it's like I'm courting people, and the tables have turned. So that has been interesting and humbling. And I will say that another big challenge that Eric and I have faced is commercial renovation is definitely different than residential renovation. And when you have two very artistic people we're designing this ourselves. So we do have an architect that did a lot of that did the foundation of, like, here are the doors, here are the windows, but all of the actual design Eric and I are doing ourselves. And so we'll come up with these incredible ideas and we'll take it to our architect, and he'll be like, you can't do that. That's against fire code. That's against code. And we're just like, and it's just kind of this crushing blow every time we have this amazing idea, and he's like, you can't do that. And we're like, oh my gosh, what do you mean? We just had the most amazing, like, we had the most incredible design in the whole world. And we've had to go back to the drawing board about 5 or 6 times just on one section of the building, our groom's, our mezzanine upstairs, because we keep hitting this wall of, that's not commercial code, you cannot do that. And I'm like, well, we're not a new metal building being built, and we're trying to build this with a very artistic flair. And so we get shut down pretty fast and pretty quickly with regards to staying within the codes. And that's been, it crushes the creative spirit pretty quickly. And so we go back to the drawing board again, and then we go back and present it again, and they're like, nope, not doable. And so then we are crushed, and then we do it again. So the design process has been harder than we anticipated, but it's still going to be, it is going to be spectacular.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.